Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor David Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight, I'm going to take you to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, so you might want to go there. We'll show you on the screen as well, but Luke chapter 18, we're going to look at a topic, a subject. I've entitled the message, Pray Until Something Happens. Pray until something happens. An elderly woman hurried to the pharmacy to get her medication. She got back to her car and discovered that she had locked her keys in the car. And so she kind of looked around at what she could do, and she found a rusty old coat hanger on the ground, and she started to, you know, unravel it. And then she realized, I don't know how to do this. And so she bowed her head there in the pharmacy parking lot and asked God to send her some help. And within seconds, an old motorcycle pulled up, driven by a huge biker with a big beard all tatted up. He got off his motorcycle and asked if he could help this elderly woman. And she said, well, yes, I've locked my keys in my car, and I was going to use this hanger, but I don't know how to do that. And he took the hanger out of her hand, and he walked over to her car, and in less than a minute, her car was unlocked. It was open. And she said, oh, thank you, God, for sending such a very nice man to help me. And he heard her pray. And he said, lady, I'm not a nice man. In fact, I just got out of prison for stealing cars. The woman bowed her head and prayed again. Oh, thank you, God, for sending me a professional. I like that one. I like that one. How many of you are thankful when God instantly answers a prayer? Oh, that's fun, isn't it? When God immediately, you pray, in a matter of seconds, the answer's there. He does something. He shows up in a miraculous way, and it's just like, wow, God, that's amazing. I just prayed. I love that. I've experienced that. I've watched God do that again and again in my life. And yet sometimes we pray and we pray again and we pray again and we ask 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 and then God answers. We persevere in prayer. We travail in prayer. We push through in prayer. And tonight, we're going to look just for a few moments at a portion of scripture, actually a parable that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 18 that speaks to what's happening as we persevere in prayer. Look at this, Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him. Now, a parable is a story from everyday life that illustrates a spiritual truth. And in this parable, there are some corollaries to the way that we look at life, and there are some stand-ins, as you will. In Jesus' parable, this unjust judge that we're meeting, he represents, honestly, the way a lot of people think about God, but what God is not actually like. And this widow lady represents you and me. So this widow lady's in this city, and she keeps coming to him saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while, he refused, but afterward, he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow lady keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. I'll give her justice so that she won't beat me down by her continual coming. And Jesus in this parable is illustrating a simple yet profound point. And his point is this. Sometimes to receive from God, you have to pray until something happens. I call it the push of prayer. You have to pray until something happens. And I'm cognizant of the fact that there are many in this room and thousands watching online, and you're in the middle of that reality. You're in the middle of a situation, of a season, and it's not the first time you've come to God. It's not the first time you've asked Him to meet this need. And you're in a moment where to receive from God, to see Him do what He desires to do in your life, He has ordained for you to persevere in prayer, to pray until something happens. Why did Jesus need to tell his followers a parable about praying till something happens? Why did he need to tell them a parable about not losing heart, or as the New Living Translation says, not giving up? Why did he need to tell them that parable? Because he knew that there would be moments in the life of every Jesus follower where they feel like giving up. If you are listening to this message and there's been a moment where you said, I don't think this is making a difference, Jesus sees you. If there's been a moment as you've been praying for something and felt like, I don't think it's gonna happen, Jesus told this parable for you. You're not alone in your struggle, and yet the purpose of the parable is to call you back to the push. He's telling this parable to the effect that you should always pray and never lose heart. And he's telling it to people who either have lost heart or have the potential of losing heart. So regardless of which category you fall in, this parable is extremely applicable to every single one of us tonight. Because the Savior looks at you. The Savior sees your situation, and his word to you is, don't stop praying. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. And he gives you a progression in this story that is incredibly instructive. Because some of you have already thrown in the towel. You haven't told anybody that, but you have. Some of you were praying for something, you were so fired up about it, and slowly it's faded from a concern. You've completely pushed it away. You don't even see it anymore. It's not that you're not living with it, so you don't think about it because you've pushed it so far out of your mind. And yet the progression of this parable speaks to what you should do, what I should do, how we should think about that need, that situation, and apply Jesus' words to whatever we're facing. And the progression begins this way, that prayer is meant to be continual. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Jesus says this, as he's telling his parable, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. Now, in this first century context, you got to understand some things. That this widow, obviously, in Jesus' story, very likely, he's thinking, this is not a widow who's remarried. This is a widow who doesn't have a husband. That's a problem for her in the first century because she cannot go to court. So if she needs justice against her adversary and there's a judge who can give it to her, she has no legal standing to go before him. This is not gonna happen. She's been excluded from the system. Not only that, but you can tell by the way the parable is told, this is likely a person who's dealing with great financial difficulty. Either they've been taken advantage of, she didn't understand the deal, she didn't understand what was going on, and so somebody pulled a fast one on her, and so she's got an adversary, but she's got no legal leverage. The law is on her side technically, but she's not a person of prominence. She's got no benefactor to speak for her. And so she's on the outside looking in for the justice she desperately needs to survive. She's probably got kids to take care of, but no means to do it. And so the only thing she's got in her court is what? Persistence. She doesn't have standing. She doesn't have pedigree. She doesn't have a benefactor. She doesn't have money. What does she have? Jesus says she has actually something that is more powerful than all of those things. She has an attitude that says, I'm not giving up. So she shows up at the judge's house. Hey, who are you? I'm the widow from down the street. Why are you bothering me? Because I need justice against my adversary. Go away. Click. Shuts the door. Did you not get it the first time, lady? I'm not having this conversation. I don't fear God and I don't like you. Go away. Later that day. Remember me? I'm the one who needs the justice against my adversary. Okay, we've had this conversation. I'm not having it again. Three strikes, you're out. Click. Next morning. Good morning. How was your breakfast? Need justice against my adversary. Lady, you got me on my last nerve here. I'm gonna call the cops. Like, I'm done. And the next day, she just keeps coming back. She just keeps coming back. Jesus says, okay, there's a lot she doesn't have, but what she has is incredibly powerful. She has a perspective, a persistence, and that changes the way she approaches the situation. She's got all of these things that naturally put her in the hole, that naturally put her in a place where she can't get what she desperately needs, but she has one thing that will be the key to everything that she needs. And that is that she is going to continually come back. She is not going to give up. And Jesus says the first ingredient in the life of a prayer warrior who sees results is that they don't stop. They don't quit. They never give up. She just keeps coming back. And his point to the people who are listening to him is neither can you. You want to see God do things in your situation? There are some things that will only happen by you coming back again and again and going, me again. Still got that need. They're still lost. I still need a job. I still need to be healed. I still know you see me. I don't know what is happening in the economy of God, but I do know you know what I need and I know what I need. And so I'm right back here because this is where Jesus said I should be. So it's continual. But notice it doesn't stop there. In the way Jesus unpacks the story of this widow, he says, okay, she continually comes, but continually is not the only ingredient. The second ingredient is this, that continual prayer is meant to be a cry. What do I mean by that? Look at the story. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice? So what did the unrighteous judge say? We missed a verse there because I skipped it. The unrighteous judge says, I don't fear God. I don't like people. But because this widow keeps bothering me, beating me down with her continual coming, I'm going to give her justice. So will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? The second ingredient in the life of a persistent prayer is that they are continually coming. That word continual is eis telos in Greek. It can be translated forever. How long are you going to keep praying for that? Forever. I don't know if anybody has ever asked you, or are you still praying for them? Are you still asking God to do that? Are you still believing him for that job? Are you still believing that he's going to get you out of this situation? And you looked at them and said, I'll believe him forever. That's the situation. She is continually coming, and Jesus intentionally uses the word continual that he uses for the purpose of pointing us to the tenacity that's got to take hold of the person of faith. That it is a forever desperation that will keep me coming back to him. The judge says, you know what? I'm so concerned that she is going to keep coming that I'm going to give her justice. And the reason he's so annoyed by her is the way that she comes, which Jesus, we know, tells us that our Heavenly Father loves us. He sees us as his kids. He's not annoyed when we call out to him, but he's instructing his followers in how they continually come to their Heavenly Father. They come with a cry. And some of us think in terms of when people are vocal in their prayers and they get really verbose in terms of and loud as they're praying, we're like, oh, they must be from one of those backgrounds. They must be, that must be like their the family they grew up in. That must be their personality coming out. Can I tell you that's not their personality? That's the preferred pattern of prayer in Scripture. Go to the Psalms. Look at this. Psalm 130. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. For some of you, that's the key word in that verse, because God never hears your voice. But prayer, at its best, is a cry. Look at what the psalmist says in Psalm 5. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King, my God, for to you do I pray. Then Psalm 34:17, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. It's when the righteous cry. Look at what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, the best style of prayer is that which cannot be called anything else but a cry. Why does God want you to cry out to him? Because he is looking for a people who are desperate for him to do in their lives what can't be done any other way. If you're not desperate enough to continually seek him, if you're constantly going, well, if it doesn't work out, I'll go over here. And you know what? If he doesn't come through, I'll do this. Well, that's not going to bring you to a place of persistent desperation before him. God's called every one of us, and part of what persistence does and part of why he beckons us to continually seek him is it creates in us a desperation to see him move and a continual longing to say, I'm going to boldly approach the throne of grace because that's the only place I'm actually going to find what I so desperately need. It starts continual. It's always characterized by a cry. But look at where the progression goes next. The cry of prayer is meant to come with answers and cultivate faith. Jesus is not telling you, and he's not telling me, hey, God just loves to see you call out to him, and he loves to see you cry out to him, and he loves to see you do that all the time. And we'll see what happens. No. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? What's the answer to the question? Yes. If you are committed to calling out to God and seeking him, is he going to meet your need? Jesus' answer, yes. Will he delay long over them? What's the answer? No. I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Jesus' question is, are you willing to persevere in prayer? Are you willing to persist in prayer? Because here's the thing, some of you have quit praying for something or you've quit praying for someone And it's not because you don't care about it. And it's not because the need's not still there. It's because you gave up. It's because you lost heart. And here's what you need to know. Jesus' point in this is not that you lost heart because the problem was too big. It's not that you lost heart because the situation was too far gone. He's saying the reason people lose heart is because some part of them has decided to give up on the character and nature of God. Because the point at the end of the verse is, oh, this is who God is. Won't he do it? Won't he come through? Won't he provide? Won't he give justice? Won't he do it at just the right time? Those aren't about the issue. Those are about how God works in the life of believers. Jesus' point is that when you and I give up on persevering in prayer, what we have to recognize is that we on the inside are giving up something that we can never give up, and that is that we're giving up a truth about who God is. Because God is the promise keeper, and he is the prayer answer, and he is our heavenly Father who gives good gifts to his children, and he is not the unjust judge who says, oh, I'm too busy, and oh, I don't have time for that, oh, I don't care about you. No, he's the one who longs for us to call on him, longs for us to cry out to him. Why? Because he longs to meet our needs at just the right time. He says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Why? Because you and me, persisting in prayer, is an evidence of faith and a builder of faith. When you continually cry out to him, every time you do it, you're building that muscle of faith. Every time, you're getting stronger. Which means what? When you stop persevering, you're getting weaker. And Jesus wants you to be strong. And Jesus wants you to be as bold as a lion. And Jesus wants you to see answered prayer. And Jesus says, one day I am coming back, and I'm coming back for a strong, resilient, vibrant church who's seeing answers to prayer and trusting God and not shrinking back and persevering and building their faith and watching me move in power.